When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, man?
I'm feeling pretty good, Spike Lee. Jackie Baseball, hang in there, big dog. It'll come. One day, don't worry, it will come. Holler at your boy.
Not even getting a meeting with Soto?
Yeah, we got some bad news at the Sacrifice for Soto report later.
Well, I tell you what. Don't think we're naming number two Juan.
Yeah. Signs are pointing to I can get a tattoo of whatever I want.
Are you saying I can switch over to a mustard sandwich now?
Yeah. You might not have to worry about the mayonnaise sandwich. At least we got a week or two out of Sacrifice for Soto, right? So a big show as always. Big guy returns tonight, Mr. Joel Embiid.
Well,
of course, we'll talk about it. Season starts tonight.
Season officially starts tonight. I don't care.
Elliot will join us for don't dug me on I don't care with the Joel return. Elliot joins us for Tuesdays with Elliot at 3 o'clock, of course. Jason Wirth will join us at 4:30. Former, obviously, won a World Series here, but former teammate of Bryce, former teammate of Trey.
Forget about all that. He's a great horse owner.
He's a horse guy now.
Huge horseman.
Just an enormous horseman. We want to talk about the breeding. And how that
all
works.
About that process now. Yeah.
It's called a big dose of D.
Rod, I need you to listen as we ask Jason Wirth about the breeding procedures, about what is okay. And then Scoops Caney, Devin Caney, will join us at 5:30. She will join us from the
Scoops!
Wells Fargo Center. She will be there for Joel's return.
I like that name. I like Scoops Caney.
I like Scoops.
I mean, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yes, it does.
Scoops Caney.
And she was at Shoot Around with Joel and PG,
yes.
All that kind of stuff. So,
yes.
And she's going to sing with us for 5:30 Creed.
It's
as
a
well.
Must.
Yes.
Well, she better.
Yes. Well,
slow down in there.
We've warned her.
Dog.
We've warned
her. Hi, this is the news.
Come on, man.
Welcome. If you're
welcome.
Yeah.
This is not a threat. If she doesn't sing 5:30 Creed.
Yeah.
Hi, this is the news.
Over and over and over again. Yeah. Hey, Devin, is this the news? Afterwards.
What's your name?
Are you the news?
Hi, this is the
stop,
news.
Man, stop. I've never even heard that before. I don't even know where that's from. Stop, man. Stop.
Show getting off to a rousing start.
Stop.
Honestly, I'm thinking about this open and how many times I told a host, yo, you got to start with your take right away. We're 3.5 minutes in just making fun of Devin, who hasn't even done anything wrong.
Yes.
Don't set up the entire show.
Doing us a favor. Yeah. Anyway, we're already mocking her.
Hi, this is
would
the
you
news.
Stop.
Okay. All right. On to the birds.
Yes. Serious stuff.
Yeah. So
I don't care.
I was thinking about our show yesterday and our sort of brief talk about Jalen. We didn't talk about Jalen very much yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we talked about the game as a whole, but I was thinking about the time when I was talking to you and saying, like, look, this is kind of what he is, and I'm okay with it. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I don't think he's a top five quarterback. I think you could look at the quarterbacks from like 9 to 15 and order them any way that you want to, depending on the week. I would have him closer to 15 for me, but I understand some people that have him closer to 10. I get all of that. But I think in a perfect world, he can be the quarterback that is there when you win a Super Bowl. But what keeps getting into my brain when I'm thinking about Sunday's game is the first half. Like, we have two real halves of football. There's Jalen up until the final drive of the first half. There's that Jalen. And then there's the Jalen afterwards. And what keeps poking into my head, which makes me apprehensive about the future, is the first half one. Because we saw him clean it up for a few games, but then the last couple of games, like, there it is again. There it is again. And, like, I think a meltdown like that first half, loses you a playoff game, derails a Super Bowl run. And I just see it too often. So when I think Could you win a Super Bowl with him? I think of a lot of quarterbacks that you could win a Super Bowl with. You could win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. You could win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. There are a lot of quarterbacks that you could put in that category that you could win it with.
It's important to point out the air quotes.
The air quotes. Yes. Yes. I'm trying to do it with my voice,
yes,
too.
Yes, I see you, yes, but I hear you. The air quotes behind all of those.
You could.
Yes, you could.
But when you're trying to win a Super Bowl, there always ends up being this one playoff game where the quarterback has to put you on his back, where he has to go win the game for you. And when you're in the position like Jalen, when you're throwing 20 times a game, you certainly can't lose the game for me. You certainly can't lose the game for me. And there are too many instances, even in this whittled down role where he's only throwing 20 times a game, where I think that you can have turnover worthy plays. You like those sorts of things, they stick in my mind. So I've accepted that he's not elite. I've accepted that he's not top five. I've accepted that it could happen if you squint. But overall, I'm just not super confident that he is a guy that is going to put you on his back. And I'm not super confident that he's not going to have one of those quarters or one of those halves that is going to derail a Super Bowl run.
So let me say this.
Yes.
I don't think you're alone. I think that's that thought process right there probably prevents a lot of people from buying all the way in. It's either that thought process or some that believe Nick Sirianni will be sort of the reason why
Sure. They
ultimately don't win. Either way, you're talking about the two biggest principles and impactful people as it pertains to the team's success or failures. They're going to have more of an impact on it than anyone else. I'll say this with Jalen. I was not happy with the first half. I'm not sugarcoating that. I'm also not going to go overboard and talk about him being terrible or anything of that nature, but I don't need that to rear its head in a pivotal game. Like, that's the stuff for four or five games, he seemingly had gotten that out of his system. For whatever reason, Sunday, he got it corrected in the second half. But that first half, that was not, for whatever reason, and I guess people can dive into the replays, were guys open, should he have done this? Nah, forget about all that. Bottom line is, I saw stuff that I saw early in the season, holding on to the ball too long. I thought the play that Dallas got in the end zone, there's a second or two sooner that ball could be released and on a frozen rope, and that's a touchdown. I've seen quarterbacks make that throw on a frozen rope, and it's a touchdown, right? It turns into an interception, takes points off the board because you didn't necessarily know exactly where you wanted to go and being decisive about it right then and there. I want to hear about Trayvon Diggs baiting you and all that other nonsense. I don't care about all that. No, that was a wide open play, a great play design, but the timing was off on it. And then the forced fumble where Micah came free on an ET game where he comes around free and nobody blocks him and he gets to Jalen. Even with that play, there's enough time to get the ball out of your hands quicker than we did, and it led to a fumble which led to points. I say all of that to say I'm not ignoring what happened in the first half. I'm not going to say it's nothing. I'm not going to make a bunch of excuses about it. He overcame it. He picked up his play. But I'll say this. The fact that he did rebound from it and the team didn't crater from it gives me hope and positive sort of vibes that the one thing I'll say about Jalen, I never have this feeling of the moment is too big for him.
That's fair.
I never have that feeling. He almost plays to the moment. So that part sort of gives me confidence. Now, we got two Tampa Bay playoff games that says he doesn't play to the moment. So I understand the argument against it. I totally understand the argument against it. But I also feel like there's been matchups against Josh Allen, against Patrick Mahomes, couple times, even in the Super Bowl, that I thought Jalen felt like he needed to play at a certain level to prove or validate his standing in the league, and he's risen his game to that level. I still believe. I still look at this team. I look at him, and I say, there's enough there. There's enough there for me to buy into versus be skeptical of.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
I was trying to think of the way to phrase this question. And here's the way that I phrased it. And I think about that game and I think about the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. And here it is. And 215-592-9494. Is it more likely that Jalen is the reason they don't win the Super Bowl or that he is the reason that they do? Is the thing that sticks out to you about Jalen the first half of play, or is it the second half of play? And for me, I think it's more likely that he's the reason they don't win the Super Bowl than he is the reason that they do. And when I think about that game on Sunday, the thing that sticks out to me, and it's only because I've seen it. Now, in fairness, we've seen the second half a lot too.
Sure.
So I want to be fair.
Sure.
But the thing that sticks in my head is the first half of the game. That's what sticks in my head. Jack, where are you with this? More likely that he's the reason that they win the Super Bowl, the reason that they don't?
I mean, I've actually moved past the Sirianni thing. He could make a decision, but it is what it is. Like, Jalen's the one that's out there playing. And I just gotten to a point where, mostly like you, you know, he's Brock Purdy. He's Jared Goff. You know, he's one of those kind of quarterbacks. He's not in the Allen. He's not in the Herbert. He's not in the Mahomes.
Burrow.
Like, he's just Burrow. He's,
yeah.
I don't care that he, like, Burrow, whatever. Like, his job is just beyond easy. And I think he can, excuse me? Yes. I think he can, he can get there.
His job is easy.
I have never seen a quarterback that has an easier job than Jalen.
My God.
He hands the ball off. He throws to two elite receivers. He has the best offensive line in football. I mean, I don't know what else. It's the definition of easy. I mean, he can get there. I have questions if he can put them over the top.
Yeah.
They can
get
there. He's right there with Goff. He's right there with Purdy.
Right.
We can't say that they're miles ahead of him. They're not. They're all the same quarterback.
But miles ahead of him?
That's what I'm saying. They're not miles ahead of him.
Right.
But I don't even know if they're ahead of him.
Well, they shouldn't be, but they're all the same quarterback.
I mean, can you really say Jared Goff is ahead of Miles? I mean, is ahead of Jalen Hurts?
Before Sunday. You can't say
before Sunday.
Well,
because
five
Sunday
interceptions.
Happened.
I can't make that case today. Well, five interceptions on Sunday. He was an MVP candidate before that.
Point being, that Sean McVay thought Jared Goff wasn't good enough to win a
exactly.
Super Bowl.
Exactly.
So this is the point. The point I would say is
Brock Purdy.
And Brock Purdy was one of the reasons they didn't win the Super Bowl is how he played in the Super Bowl. So I think it puts you in a bucket with a lot of other teams, and it makes it hard for you to be the team. If you don't have the faith in the quarterback that he can go get that for you, it makes it harder to think of the team as the team.
Well, let me ask this before we get to the phones. I know we're going to the phones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would ask this, not even necessarily to you. You don't have to answer right now. But I would ask people who believe that Jalen would be that. I'm trying to figure out. Jalen played in the Super Bowl. Jared Goff played in the Super Bowl. Brock Purdy played in the Super Bowl. Who had the better Super Bowl of the three?
Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me then.
But they've all essentially built the same team. I mean, they're all the same team.
Hold on.
They have liabilities at quarterback.
When Jared Goff was in the Super Bowl, we barely knew he was in the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they lost
joke.
Like 13-3, didn't they? 13-6 or something. Brock Purdy, yeah, you took Patrick Mahomes to overtime. I get it. But then your coach kind of clammed up because the confidence he doesn't have in you.
Right. But
Jalen in the Super Bowl?
But they're all the same guy. That's
Take
the
that
point.
Take that fumble away, and then we got a perfect Super Bowl.
And but by
was
the
that
way,
fumble his fault.
By the way, take
yes,
that fumble.
Actually, it's the only thing that was his fault. Yep.
And by the way, you say take that fumble away, but when we look at him, mm-hmm. that's one of the things.
The turnovers.
The turnovers is one of the, and the fumbles specifically, in addition to the interceptions, because if you're gonna be a guy that holds the ball a little bit, you're gonna be a guy that runs.
I can't deny my fear of the turnover.
Right.
I mean the last 12 games it's just way too many turnovers for me not to. I understand he went to a stretch where he didn't turn the ball over, but that's the one thing I will say does sort of stick in the back of your brain is that the turnovers.
So 215-592-9494. Is it more likely that Jalen is the reason they win the Super Bowl or the reason that they don't? And what sticks out to you more on Sunday, the first half or the second half? Anthony in Jersey, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Spike, how we doing? How's that your boy, man? How we doing?
What's up, Ant?
Hey, Ike, I agree with everything that you said. Jalen is the reason that we gonna win the Super Bowl versus that we not. Look at the Super Bowl that he was in. He played a hell of a game. Even with the fumble, if our defense don't give up the two simple motion, you go in, you go out routes, what are we talking about? We winning our Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If we have the defense that we have now, you feel me? That's much different. That's much better. So now you say Jalen against Tampa, the second time, I don't believe he had AJ or Devontae.
Well, he had Devontae.
He didn't have AJ.
He didn't have AJ. Which matters. It matters. That matters,
both
yes.
Both games he didn't have AJ.
Yes.
But both games he did not have AJ. And also, Spike, you said about the turnovers this game. I understand it was turnovers this game. But he turned it around the second half.
He did.
He noticed what he was doing was killing us. As you see, he got two hands on the ball. He moved past the defender, and he ran up in the pocket and made a play. Versus Tampa, he dodged the defender, and he just stayed still in the pocket like the defender was gone.
And it was great.
More awareness.
But, Anthony, yeah. here's the two questions I have. The one thing is, he has a first half like that in a playoff game, you could in a lot of cases, you're kissing the playoff game goodbye. And I give him credit for how he played in the second half. But my question to you is, because you bring up 2022, do you feel today as optimistic about him as you did in 2022?
No, you're right. No.
Right? So I understand that.
2022, we didn't have as much information.
Yes.
On him, yeah.
And nobody did. And he played great in that game. He absolutely did. I give him credit for it. But at a certain point, you have to weigh it with all the other things that you've seen. And that counts. That game counts. Absolutely counts. But so does everything else. Right. You know, so I don't blame you for looking at that game and saying, look, he is capable of playing great in that game. But Nick Foles can prove to you, any quarterback can be capable. Not any quarterback.
I know what you're saying.
A lot of quarterbacks can be capable of being great one day.
One day, yeah.
Jalen had an exceptional 2022 season. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Nick Foles because you brought him up. Nick Foles, he came in a few games for us and did what he did.
Well, but he had an exceptional season too.
Playing at a high level.
But Ant,
the whole season at a high level?
Not that season.
Carson Wentz did.
Well, but Foles did too.
Was before he got hurt.
Foles did too. Foles had a great season for us too. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame for it. You know, so it's not the same season.
About the 27-2 season.
Yeah. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't every single game. He had like 12 really good games.
Yeah, 12 or 13,
yeah. Yeah, so I appreciate the call, Ant. Yeah. I appreciate the call.
Well,
yeah.
And we'll take no slander on Nikki Six.
No.
Except when making a point.
Yes. Well, you still hate Nick Foles.
We're not taking slander on
Nick
Foles.
I don't hate
man.
Nick Foles anymore. I've gotten over Foles.
Ike has recovered from the Wentz Foles thing. You have not. Well, I don't think in your heart.
I was a Foles guy before Wentz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, listen, yes. Ike was in a conundrum in the offseason of 2018.
Yes.
Yes.
You want to talk about a tight Ike? That was tough.
Now you're right. It was. Now you're right.
Yeah. It was great for sports radio, bad for everyone personally, I think, that whole thing.
Sure. Yep, no doubt.
Little did you know that winning the Super Bowl was going to cause...
to be so difficult, yes.
3 years of chaos.
And only in this city.
Truthfully, we could come in here tomorrow and open up the show with, should they have kept Foles? And we could do that whole show again. We could do the whole show again.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Al, now it says Al in Uptown Philly. What is Uptown Philly? Yeah, I've never heard Uptown.
Where's that at?
Uptown is, I just explained this to Jody Mack last night. Uptown is anything past Broad and Alley.
Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, West Oak Lane, Mount Airy, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Mount Airy. I don't think I've heard Uptown before, but.
Well, it's a new school thing. You don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I'm old. Yes. Yes, sir.
So, you guys are absolutely ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Okay.
All the Jalen slander. And listen, I'm not a Jalen apologist. The guy needs to clean up the turnovers. But to sit there and act like Brock Purdy or Jared Goff, who didn't even know that the sun rises from the east, is even on the same pantheon as Jalen, is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, sure he is. Like, Brock Purdy had a season where not only did he take the team to the Super Bowl, he was the number one rated passer in the NFL. Jalen Hurts is never going to be the number one rated passer in the NFL. So
yeah,
I think they're the same bucket. But I'm not saying I'm not saying one's better than the other one. They have different skill sets. But to say that Jalen is not in the same category as Brock Purdy, I think is crazy.
He's not, because
they've had the same success.
No, they haven't. Because you cannot, if you take half of the weapons away from Brock Purdy, then he couldn't put the team on his back.
Well, okay.
So what would happen with this quarterback?
Hold on. It's your show, so you're going to get a chance to talk.
Okay.
Jalen.
That was Jack.
Has the ability to run off with the ball and make plays.
Okay.
Brock Purdy does not do that.
Okay, you're right.
He's a pocket passer.
Yes.
He's a pocket passer. That's all he does.
Okay, so when you look out, and we'll go back and forth, I promise. When you look at the history of winning Super Bowls, what is more effective, being a great pocket passer or having the ability to take off?
It depends on what you look at, because in the day, Steve Young was one of the better quarterbacks to ever play football. He could do both. Dan Marino, before he tore his leg up, he could do both.
Yes. Greatest quarterback ever.
All the Super Bowls he won.
Could do both.
Yeah, but Jalen can't do both. Jalen's not picking you apart from the pocket.
Why can't he? I've seen him have 300-yard passing games and 3 touchdowns and 2 rushing touchdowns.
I hit the breaking news sign.
Dude, I saw Willie Burton score 50 points once. Like, just so did Dana Barros.
I remember the both of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of those players.
That's more of an anomaly, though. You're saying it as if Jalen could never sit in the pocket and pick you apart. I've seen him do that in both Washington games last year. Like what are we talking about?
So
in the
Al,
Super Bowl, he threw for 300 yards.
Here's what we're talking about. The organization looked at this team this year at the bye week and they said our best way to win is to not have him pass the ball. So if he was capable of picking a team apart from the pocket, and you have AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, a great offensive line, and Saquon Barkley, why are they just not doing that?
Because it's called spreading it out amongst the team.
Bull.
He doesn't have to be Superman. You literally have a super team around him. It protects him and it creates longevity for the team to be able to be more healthy at the end of the year.
By running the running back into the ground?
I'm sorry. Does Jalen not run the ball too?
No. You said what they're doing is keeping health for the team. Saquon Barkley's on pace to touch the ball 400 times if they're in the playoffs this year. That's keeping him healthy.
How many times did he touch the ball in the Dallas game? He had 17 carries in the Cleveland game.
Okay, but he's averaging 22 a game. Like you can, and he had 30 the other against Cincinnati or Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Okay, so what I'm basically saying is to sit here and say that he cannot be a pocket passer is absolutely absurd. He can pass from the pocket. It's borderline just a heinous thing to say.
No,
well, it's not a heinous thing to say.
More than once. He's done it more than once.
But that.
We know, okay. Here's the thing, Al. You know, I'm more pro Jalen than I'm not. But when you're saying pocket passer and he's done it more than once, we're talking about guys who rely on being in the pocket, going through progressions, going through their reads, and making deliveries, making throws from that standpoint. We can admit that at times, especially early in the season, Jalen was leaving the pocket too early, and he may be better getting out on the perimeter and throwing the ball that way. I mean, it's okay to admit that. No one would classify Jalen Hurts as a pocket passer. Did we lose
Al? Yeah.
Right? It's okay.
It's fine. If you're gonna look at him and Brock Purdy, clearly Purdy's better at that stuff, and Jalen's better at he's better at running, he's better at playmaking on his feet, all those things.
By the way, Brock Purdy is averaging 270 plus yards passing per game, which is second most in the league.
Right. He's a pretty good passer.
I mean, he's a thrower of the football.
He was the number one ranked passer in the league last year. And I'm willing to say that he gives you about the same chance as Jalen. I'd put them in the same bucket. I'd rather have Purdy, but I would put them in the same bucket. I don't think it's insulting to say that he's in the same bucket as Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's a good quarterback.
No, it's a compliment to where Purdy has sort of put himself.
Sure.
Because he's talking about Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft. The one thing I would give Jalen the advantage over is that if a play isn't there, Jalen has the ability to make something happen. Whereas the play breaks down for Brock Purdy, it's pretty much over.
It's over. 100%. 100. And that's in his favor. That's in his favor. Absolutely. All right. We got a lot coming up. So Elliot joins us at 3 for Tuesdays with Elliot. And we have some great stuff to play Elliot. And Elliot's got a take that, you know, sometimes I fight with Elliot and sometimes Ike fights with Elliot. I can sniff this one with Ike. That's all I'm saying, is that I can sniff today as an Ike day. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right. On your FYP. About a quarter past 3. All right. So WIP.
Big Justice is cooked. I'm just letting you know.
We all have peaks.
I'm telling you.
If you hit your peak by 13, it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
Yours was what, 17?
Senior year of high school, yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
Happens to the best of us.
Big Justice and AJ might be on their way down now.
Yeah.
Might be done reached this peak.
It's the Rizzler's world anyway.
Yeah. What do you think?
Are TikTok stars new child stars, by the way? The new child actors?
Yeah, I think so. Do you think that Big Justice looks at Rizzler and is sort of annoyed because he knows he sees online that the Rizzler, that
younger
everybody loves
the
Rizzler?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funnier.
You're not cute anymore. Big Justice.
Wow.
So rough.
Well, I'm just saying, that's how you feel when you're an older kid and you got to bring in another kid.
But he's only been famous for 3 months and he aged out of it already. At least Todd Bridges got, 8 years? Dana Plato got, 8 years.
And I tell you what, they can share as many.
Gary Coleman was the little one.
Yes.
Who eventually had to be replaced.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can tell us, he can show as many baseball swings as he wants.
Yes.
No shot.
Yeah, no. Would you, have you done any scouting on his swing yet? It looks a little slow.
There's no power there.
Yeah.
Very slow swing.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. So here's what we have up on the Twitter question. Do you believe that Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback? What do you think the response is? Yes or no?
Elite quarterback?
Elite.
Oh, your favorite word. Yeah. Your favorite word.
I love arguing over elite or not elite.
I know.
The Joe Flacco argument.
Right. I think most fans are realistic in their sort of outlook on what Jalen is, and I would say the majority of them don't believe he's an elite quarterback.
What number do you want to give me?
I'm going to go – it's not overwhelming. I'll go 60% or less.
55 say yes.
They say yes, he's an elite quarterback? Wow. I'm actually pleasantly surprised at that. I can't put him in elite status yet. I can't. I think he has the ability to get there, but I think a lot of it also has to do with him being a winning quarterback.
Sure.
I think that has more to do with putting him in an elite status versus your eye test and you're watching a guy play the position and you're saying, wow.
And
we can be honest about that. I like Jalen Hurts. I really do. And I think we can win with him. But I do realize there's a difference when I'm watching him play versus someone that I may feel like who's an elite quarterback. And you're almost, you're just amazed at things he does. Like, I've been and Jack can tell you, I've been one of the biggest critics of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but
since
this
he
year.
Came out. So much so that Harbaugh basically was offended when we had him on the show and literally told me to my face that I was wrong.
Wow.
How good he was. And I love John Harbaugh.
Right.
Yeah, but he was, and this was the year before he won his first MVP. So it wasn't after the fact. It was before he won his, it was that year when he won and Baltimore was here in training camp and they were doing the practices down there and Harbs was on the show with me and Johnny Marks. And listen, I can't spend an offseason criticizing a guy and then when he's actually in my presence, meaning his coach, not actually address it. So
absolutely.
I fessed up and told him, I'm like, hey, I'm not the biggest fan of Lamar Jackson, and this and that and the other. And he said, you're wrong. You're wrong and you're going to be wrong. He's a great quarterback.
And he's on his way to his third MVP.
On his way to his third MVP.
Right.
So I say that to say, even with that, I can admit when I'm watching Lamar Jackson, I'm seeing elite traits from Lamar Jackson.
I think the two things that stick out.
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
I think the two things that stick out with Jalen, why people are saying yes, is one is they're winning right now, which mm-hmm. helps. The other thing is he makes big plays.
He does.
And those stick in, like the same way the holding the ball and throwing the interception, that sticks in my head. I think for a lot of other people, it comes down to Sunday's game is which one of those guys is the one sticking in your head. Is it the guy that dodged the pass rusher and threw the touchdown to Johnny Wilson? I think
you,
it was that one.
Or Dallas Goedert,
or mm-hmm. one of those. Or is it the one who is getting sacked five times because he's not getting rid of the ball or putting the ball in harm's way? Which one is the one? So the question we're sort of asking here is which of those Jalens is the one that sticks out to you? Is he more likely to be the guy that wins you the Super Bowl or loses you the Super Bowl?
To the phones?
Yes.
Because this is where I will give Jalen credit. And I think the winning does matter. Can you be an elite quarterback, even if you don't possess elite measurables, but you're always, you're a playoff quarterback all the time. You certainly win more than you lose. Like, there was a time when Russell Wilson was put in that elite quarterback status, and it was because he was in the playoffs every year. His teams won every year.
Now, I can tell you some of his teammates don't think he was.
Right.
Right? Yeah, that was the Richard Sherman thing, didn't think he was.
But pundits would have Russell Wilson in that elite status
sure.
prior to him going to Denver. He was one of those quarterbacks that always got grandfathered into the elite status.
And he wouldn't throw that often. Now, I still think he's a better thrower than Jalen.
But hold on. Wilson went from 17, 18, 19, 20, at 34, 35, 31, 40 passing touchdowns.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Different category.
And in 18 and 19, he had 5 interceptions and 7 while throwing for 35-plus touchdowns.
And after that second time in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he even made it back to a conference championship game again.
His only playoff win was against Carson, right?
Yeah, so but he was still put in that elite category every year. He put up numbers.
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
I thought before he went to Denver, I thought for certain he was on the Hall of Fame path.
Yeah.
If he's going to play like he's playing right now in Pittsburgh and he does this and he stays there and they give him an extension, which I know Pittsburgh, he keeps playing like this the rest of the year, he's getting an extension at the end of the year.
I feel like he needs 3 good years.
Yes.
If he can do 3 good years in Pittsburgh, I feel like he's got
a Hall
of Fame.
I think he can get back
resume.
Into the Hall of Fame category. I do.
Yeah.
Can you believe never won an MVP? He's never won an MVP.
Well, he was almost, if you want to draw the Jalen comparison to a certain extent, he was overshadowed by that defense.
Yes.
Like everyone gave that defense. He got a lot of credit, but everyone saw the defense as the reason that they were as good as they were. Not
his closest year was Wentz's year, by the way.
That was his closest year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, before Tom Brady ripped it from the Bronco.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yep. Corey in Columbus here on WIP. It always comes back to the Bronco.
Sad, man. Yeah. It's tough times.
And he ain't beat the Bronco. He beat Josh McCown. The Bronco played 1 second.
Yeah, with 2 torn hamstrings.
That's right. Yeah. It took a bunch of bums to the playoffs.
Broken back.
We still waiting for the Bronco
fake
to get
concussion.
The highlights. You know, we still waiting on him to do something in the playoffs, but that's a topic for another day. So let me read you this caption. A week full of elite quarterback matchups. That's what this caption say right here on NFL Network. A week full of elite quarterback matchups. Well, I ain't say that. That's what the NFL.
They're trying to get you to watch the games, man.
Hey man, that's cool. That's cool. Hey, okay. All I know is the word elite gets thrown around too much nowadays.
I agree.
The word elite comes with resume, right? Lamar Jackson, the second MVP on his way to a third. He done threw for 25 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson is in the elite conversation.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is in the elite conversation. The reason why my argument, I don't care if people say Jalen is not elite. I'll agree with that. But the problem is when people try to say, you know, Joe Burrow is way better than him, you know, Josh Allen is way better than him. I get it. The talent and what they do on the field, like where they throw the football, that makes them look better. But this is what I say. Like, Aaron Rodgers, all them dudes, they threw the ball looking good, better than five. Drew Brees, but five, no, that dude won. But McNabb was always taking us there, and that's how I kind of look at Jalen. You got all these elite quarterbacks in the NFL. Drew Brees, if Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer, so is Russell Wilson. Drew Brees had all them losing seasons with Sean Payton as his coach. So if y'all tell me he elite, Russell Wilson elite. We gonna stop giving all these white quarterbacks all these elite status and starting to, and hate on the brothers. We ain't doing that.
Oh, right? Nobody here is doing that.
I'm just saying in general history. I ain't saying y'all. I'm just talking.
Let's
right.
talk about Jalen. Let's
not change the argument into something else.
Yeah. Come on. As long as you're not accusing anybody on this show of saying that, then we can move on to the Jalen.
No. I would never do that.
Okay.
Y'all know how
right.
I feel about y'all. I'm just saying
okay.
in general.
Right.
Jalen Hurts is a bona fide top 10 quarterback. Mm. His stats say what he's done. His resume shows it. If you don't want to say he elite, you don't want to put that on him, that's fine. I'm not going to argue with you. But he's bona fide top 10. He locked into it. Everybody put C.J. Stroud top five. Told me last year Caleb Williams was the second thing coming to slice bread. He was supposed to be bread and butter.
Caleb
Williams was supposed to be top two. I'm looking for him. Well, he put up 3 points versus the Patriots. And look at his team. DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, all
got weapons.
He's got no offensive line. Why do people keep missing that?
Did Joe Burrow not have offensive line?
No.
But look what he did. But you told me he was better than all these dudes. Joe Burrow, he was delivering one offensive line. You elite.
Yeah, because he's special. Special
elite.
Quarterbacks do that.
Yeah, but Caleb Williams ain't special. You told me he was.
Yeah,
so
if he was
stop
here.
Stop putting these quarterbacks in conversations when they don't deserve it just yet. Resumes make you elite. Jordan Love is not elite.
Nope.
Neither is Caleb Williams.
No. I agree. Nope. I agree. I think if we're going to say elite, just to have this conversation,
mm-hmm.
we're going to say Mahomes.
Okay.
We're going to say Burrow. We're going to say Allen. And we're going to say Jackson.
Okay.
Is there anybody else that
no.
I'm forgetting?
That's cool. Cool if you put those four.
Yeah.
But Hurts is, you putting Hurts in the same tier that you put in Justin Herbert and Matthew
yep.
Jackson.
No.
But I'm putting him in that conversation.
Yes.
Because resume is what makes you elite.
Well, no.
Well, not circumstances.
Well, I think resume does.
It's part.
Yeah.
You can't have the numbers, but you can't. Dan Marino is elite.
Yeah.
And doesn't really have the resume.
No, but he does have an MVP on his belt, and he did go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, you're right. He didn't win a title.
Win a title. I think.
And his numbers had to be so much better than everybody else's to be in that category.
Corey, what it comes to for me is once you get past those guys, you're really just deciding, okay, does this guy give me a better chance to win than the other guy? I think you can group them all together. But when you start looking at it, to me, if I'm talking about winning for 1 year,
mm-hmm.
Stafford, I think, gives you a better chance.
Mm.
Purdy, I think, gives you a better chance.
Mm.
But even if you're going to put them in the same group, Herbert gives you a better chance.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have Baker Mayfield.
Oh.
Would.
See, this is where you go.
But look
too
what
far.
Baker's done with that talent.
I don't give a damn about what Baker has done.
He's cooked us twice.
You want Baker over Jalen Hurts?
It's an argument.
It is.
This is my closeout statement. Every time Jalen Hurts goes up against elite quarterback, he show up and he walks out.
But what about – he also lost to Baker Mayfield twice. So he could do
cool.
And Zach Wilson.
And Baker Mayfield ain't an elite quarterback. I said when he go against the elite, the Islands, the Burrows, the Mahomes, and the Jacksons, tell me what his record is.
He's beat all them. He's beat all of them.
Blood on the grass.
But Corey, sometimes you got to beat Baker Mayfield to get to the next round of the playoffs.
Hey, my quarterback walked off the field with the lead.
Oh, he's got a losing record in the postseason. A losing record in the postseason.
The Super Bowl. He got as many wins as Dak Prescott that Spike told me was this great quarterback before the season.
No,
Spike,
I didn't.
Dak is ass.
Where you at, Spike?
I would still take a healthy Dak over Jalen.
Jack, no, no way. No way.
I would.
Really?
Yes.
Put the drop on
no.
there, Jack. Dak is ass.
No balls. Dak is ass.
All right, Corey. All right, Corey. Corey, we got it. Corey's
going to. I can just envision this veins popping out of his head.
Yeah, he couldn't take it anymore. He couldn't take it
finally,
anymore.
Finally got him.
Yeah, he couldn't take it.
Chris, I like when Corey screams at me every once in a while. Chris in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Yo, what's going on, man? You know, I'm blaming ESP for some of this stuff that's going on with these
with this irate Eagles fans, and we all confused. And you know why? Because he is the one that put out these training camp stats and everybody all crazy. And we like, yay! And then we was like, he was like, no interceptions. And we was all hyped. And as soon as Jalen started playing, we looked, and then we seen one interception, two interceptions.
Three,
we like,
oh, four.
And I think,
Elio!
I think that he made us a little bit more hyped than we had planned to, because when you listen to Jalen's press conferences during the summer, he was like, look, I got 90% of stuff to learn. And we was like, what do you mean? And nobody believed what he was saying. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. I just think he's learning everything. And different defenses is going to – you might see him throw another interception here and there. But if he's winning, hey, look, I don't care. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're going to care when they don't win. So, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So here's the thing, Chris, is that if you go back, and no one's ever going to do this, to Elliott's, you know, and I agree with you to some extent, to Elliott's stats, when we had him on during that, I would always say, hey, these throws, I was like, are they check down throws? And he'd say, yeah, a lot of them are check down throws. A lot of them are that. Now, by the way, I wish I saw some check down throws right now, to be honest with you.
We use them every once in a while, yeah. Right.
But I agree with you that it put the perception, even me, I think at one point I was like, all right, I'm buying this. Maybe this is a thing.
Yeah, me too.
But I think that the question becomes is, do when he needs to do that, do you have faith that he's going to be able to do it? And I'm sick of hearing he has to clean up the turnovers. I'm sick of hearing it. If he's only going to throw the ball 20 times, we got to be one of the lowest turnover guys in the league, but by far.
But he has been improving, though. He has been improving, man.
Well, he improved for a few weeks, and he's had a couple of iffy weeks.
See, that's the problem. I think because we put him on this time schedule that we're expecting him by now to be, I don't know what we expected. He don't, you know.
His fifth year in the league. His fifth year in the league.
Y'all funny. All right, I got you. But technically, they only really lost one game. I mean, that's where I really look at it.
Okay.
That
wasn't Jalen's fault. He threw the ball to Saquon.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Tell him, Mike.
All right,
y'all.
All right,
Chris.
Chris, ESPN, we're going to have to see if ESPN will still stand up for his training camp stats.
Listen, I think the argument, the elite thing, I'm okay. He's not there. But here's what I'll say. He has the ability to work his way into that category. I mean, if he's a, you know, four-year starter, been in the playoffs every year, he's won playoff games, like how do you not put him in that category regardless of what's around him? He's a quarterback who has to win games. He has to do things to win games. And just because he doesn't necessarily have the responsibility of carrying lesser talent on his shoulders to the playoffs, he shouldn't be penalized for that. If I'm looking at quarterbacks that's young, that I want to lead my franchise and is going to give me a chance to win, how is he not in that category? He is definitely solidified as a top 10 quarterback to me. He's solidified as a top 10 quarterback. And Baker Mayfield, get the hell out of here. I don't care if he beat him three times.
Nah, Baker's like, sip, 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 throwing, I don't know.
Listen, I like Baker.
Yeah.
There's no way you're telling me watching Baker Mayfield, you got confidence in Baker Mayfield.
Well, no, he's going to make errors too.
Yeah.
He'll make errors too. Yeah. He just has a better chance of throwing 30 touchdown passes than Jalen.
And three interceptions.
And sure. Yeah. But they both turn the ball over.
Listen, well, I'll say this. Baker takes more risk with the football than Jalen does.
He does. He's a better thrower, though, too. But he does take more risk. He absolutely does take more risk.
Yep.
Now, Jameis is a whole other category.
Wow. Now, Jameis is in a category by himself. He's the only 30-for-30 guy ever.
What a talent.
I know that we are not a Cleveland radio station, but if we spent 4 hours just playing Jameis's interviews.
Cuts and interviews. Oh, yeah.
I would be totally fine with it.
Oh, yeah.
He was awesome 2 weeks ago. That guy talks like nobody else does.
Yeah, I love Jameis.
He's an elite talker. Elite. Top of the line. So, well, Elliott's going to have to answer for the training camp stats coming up next. He does have a take, Ike, that I think you and him are going to argue about.
Oh, God.
We do have some audio of CJ GJ singing that we're going to have to get his opinion on. And Pat McAfee has started to turn positive on Nick Sirianni. I feel like the positive Sirianni turn is happening.
The big dumb dip one again?
That's one of those endorsements. You're like, what?
Yep. Really? Pat McAfee? So that's all coming up next, along with your calls, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.